Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome to the milk bar.
Episode 243.
Hoorah.
Jason.
And that's the first time I've introduced it, I do believe,
I think you may have done before. It's 243 episodes in before we let you do that. And you said hoorah, which is probably the reason why we don't let you do that sort of thing, isn't it? But there we go. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good stuff. Did you listen to last week's show where I was hanging around in Brazil and then we had our chat with Hearts?
That sort of thing? No, I did notice that you'd posted it, but yeah. I haven't had a chance to listen.
Because you have such a busy life.
Yes.
I know. Well, there you go. It's shocking, but there we are. So, we've got people in the studio.
Yes.
Oh, you can say hello to them.
People.
Say
hello. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Can you remember who they are?
Well, I did tell you. We have our musician.
Yeah, that is.
That is David.
Are we using your Sunday name or should we just call you Dave?
Let's call me Dave. Yeah.
Dave, there we go.
Is David what your mother calls you?
Yeah, it is.
When you've been naughty.
It looks more like a Dave than a David, though, I think, don't you?
I do actually know somebody called Dave and he does look very similar.
No, you know someone called Dave? There are so few, I'd never have believed it, but there we go.
No, he does look very similar.
It was a weird name.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah. Shocking. That was Millie who joined in there.
Yeah.
So, Millie, and we also got Marcus as well. Hello. Now, you're from X2Y, so we're finding all about that youth group a little bit later on.
Indeed.
Okay, smash it, we'll talk to you. What else is coming up on the show, so?
We have Litchfield Arts, and we'll be talking to Dave about the...
Another Dave?
Yes,
another
Dave.
They're everywhere, aren't they?
you get one come along.
Yeah, and before you know it, you're talking to them on the phone as well. It's shocking. Dave Simcox joining us for a chat a bit later. Also, we'll be hearing from Randy Baker. She is from Compton Hospice, and we're finding out all about Compton in the Park too. But first of all...
Now, any play which bills itself as containing strong language and themes of adult nature are bound to get people coming into theatres, and Danielle Malone is starring in one of those at Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre until Wednesday the 19th of February. 51 Shades of Maggie is the play, and Danielle joins me on the phone now. You're Maggie, aren't you? Hello.
I am, yes, hello. Lovely to speak to you.
Good to talk to you too. Yep. Now, before we get onto the play itself, I mean, star of Hollyoaks, you've been in all sorts of TV work over, you know, a few years, not too many, because you're only a sweet young thing, really. But you're not quite so innocent as you used to be following this production, I'm led to believe.
No, it's not for the faint-hearted. And I'm not too shy in retiring anyway. I'm from Liverpool, so we don't offend easily. But it's quite raucous and risque, but it's very, very funny.
So, I mean, when you've done stuff like Hollyoaks and Hollyoaks Later, you've, you know, had some interesting storylines there, I'm sure. But when it comes to something that's a bit of a rip-roaring comedy with 51 Shades of Maggie and playing someone called the lovable Maggie Muff, this tells a tale of her search for Mr. Right. Give us a bit of the background to this one.
It does. Basically, Maggie Muff, the character, is fantastic. She's very brash, very opinionated. She says exactly what she thinks, but she's also very vulnerable and very naive, which makes her really endearing and really lovable. And the audience just completely warm to her and watch the mistakes and the foibles that she makes as she searches for Mr. Right and looks in all the wrong places, as so many of us do until we find out Mr. Right. But and then she says the things that people just wouldn't say. You maybe might think, not me, of course, but you maybe might think, but you just wouldn't dream of saying. And it's very interactive. She converses with the audience and discloses their innermost thoughts, and so the audience are drawn in right away to her plight. And it's just hilarious, the things she gets up to.
It must be great fun playing the part as well.
It's fantastic fun, yeah. It's hard work and it's a challenge, but I've absolutely loved every minute of it. It's just a joy to do a one-woman show as an actor. It's been my dream, so I'm just loving, just so grateful for the opportunity.
And do you not feel maybe slightly vulnerable, just you on the stage, on your own?
At first, we've been running for a few weeks now, and the first night that I opened, I was terrified, and you have nerves as an actor, which you need to drive you on, but knowing that, oh my goodness, if anything goes wrong, it's all down to me. And thankfully, touch wood, nothing has, and it's all been perfect. So far, so good. Dead enough tempt fate. But yeah, that kind of adrenaline of, oh gosh, it's all on my shoulders. But then the response when the audience stands up and is cheering and it's just for you, I'm looking around going, with the rest of the cast to do the curtain call, and it's just me taking a bow. I'm like, yeah, this was worth that fear that I had 2 hours ago. So yeah, it's all worth it. But yeah, it was daunting. Got to do a lot of preparation.
I could imagine. Now, it actually all came out of a bit of a joke when Lisa Harker decided to parody 50 Shades of Grey. And have you read the books yourself then? Is this something that you would enjoy reading as fiction, and then the comedy that came along just really set it all off for you as well?
Not really. I haven't read it. I read a bit of it. I read a small amount and then it didn't really grab me, to be honest. However, when I got Lisa Harker's script, that did grab me. And I was like, this is hilarious. And she read it, and then obviously we'd met and spoken, and she read the book and kind of thought that the female, the character, the protagonist kind of was a bit, I mean, as I said, I haven't read it, but that she could have stood up for herself a bit more, I think. So, and she's from Belfast, and she wrote a spoof on Facebook to say, if this happened to a working class girl from an estate in Belfast, and some guy was like, I'm going to do this and this, she would give him what for, and be saying that she wasn't going to stand for any of his controlling and nonsense. So she wrote this as a joke, and it just went viral and had like 29,000 followers in a couple of weeks, and people were requesting, I mean, please write more, this is hilarious. And then from that, she got a book deal. It became a number one bestseller. She's now got 3 books, and then it's toured, it just has sellout runs in Belfast originally, and then they did Dublin, Glasgow, Australia. It's on, going on in Madrid. It's just, yeah, it's crazy how much it's taken off. And obviously the popularity of the E.L. James books helps bring the audience in, but it's a completely different spin to the show, to the book, because it's very funny, and obviously the book is not comedy.
but equally as naughty, I'm told, so...
Oh, equally and surpassing, I'd imagine, yeah.
You think you can go a little bit further on stage, which makes it good fun for everybody. But what happens next for you then? Obviously, you've got this tour. Are you going to be booked up for some interesting, rather bawdy parts in future on television?
Yes, I am. I'm doing a new comedy series for Channel 4 with an amazing actor, a BAFTA award-winning actor who's had his own shows on Channel 4, a comedy actor. I can't say who it is. But he's just amazing to work with, and I'm playing his girlfriend. We filmed a pilot for it, and it's an incredible cast. So I'm looking forward to starting filming that, and yeah, I'm playing a brash, kind of very ditzy hairdresser called Baby. Got long extensions and makeup, like a cross between Geordie Shore and a drag queen. It's hilarious. But yeah, the makeup and the costumes, that's very fun to play.
So that's something to look forward to after you've finished this tour. Yeah, it's ongoing. Yeah. You say you're at Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre until Wednesday, the 19th of February. It's 7:30, the performance time. Tickets are priced at £17.50 through £21.50 with some concessions available. And the box office number is 01902 429212. If you want to book online, it's Grand Theatre. .co.uk, and you make it sound like it is well worth getting down there, and you're probably not going to be in your seat too long, are you? You're going to be standing up applauding at many a point in the show.
Oh, hopefully, yeah. That's been the response so far. I have to say, the audience last night in Wolverhampton were incredible, and also the friends of the Wolverhampton Theatre, the members, provided us with a party last night, and it was just so lovely. The touches, like when we arrived in the dressing room, had a welcome bowl of fruit with a little gift. It was just such lovely touches that make you feel really, really welcome. So I just want to say thank you to the theatre and the friends of the theatre for providing that. Really, really, we really appreciated it. And the audience are fantastic. So do come along. You'll have a great night out. It's hilarious.
Thank you for joining us. I'm due along tonight, so I shall see you on stage misbehaving. And I've been warned not to be shocked, and it's definitely not suitable for anyone under the age of 16, is it?
It's not suitable for under 16, so... But it's not me. I'm very reserved. You'll meet me afterwards. I'm very shy.
I believe you. No, that's fine. I know.
Don't catch me. I'm just a good actress.
Yeah. Okay. Honestly, we'll take that under and we'll believe every word. But there we are. Danielle, lovely speaking to you. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much.
Cheers.
Goodbye.
Ciao for now.
I think it's time to have some music now, don't you, Jason? And we have a very nice-looking chap with a guitar at the back of the studio.
She's off again. Dave Bodison, hello.
How's it going?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
do you appreciate being chatted up by Zoe to start off with? Is
it's fantastic way to start this.
She hasn't started touching yet. She does. She can't get carried away. We make sure we keep them as far back as she does possible.
I have a railing in between. Me.
Yeah, well, I've already warned next week's guest, who may come in if he thinks he can cope with the touching, but we'll see how we do. Dave, back to the plot and to the music. Tell us a bit about your genre then.
Right, I'm a singer-songwriter from Wolverhampton. I don't know how to put it into a genre, really. It is.
What do you like listening to? And does it come across in your music? Because you could be a big fan of Eartha Kitt or something, and I don't think you're going to be able to recreate that sound of you in a guitar tonight.
Well, influence-wise, it'll be songwriters like Nick Drake and Damien Rice, a bit of Noel Gallagher thrown in there, maybe. Mm-hmm. It's those sort of songwriters that I like, ones that have a good, strong chorus.
Well, I know our producer, Jen Brookfield, enjoyed it because you were playing at the weekend at the New Hampton when you supported Scott Matthews.
Yeah, that was a great honour to play that. It was a full room, brilliant crowd, and ever since I've had a really good response from people messaging me on Facebook and Twitter, so I've been responding to them as well. And it was a pleasure to play it, and I want to play more. Okay. Like that,
well, you can play some now and see what we think of it, and then we'll pass judgment at the end. Okay.
Brilliant. Yeah.
What are we going to hear first?
This is probably one of my oldest songs. It's called "Make a Bad Day History," and it was when I was just getting to grips with the sort of finger picking style. It sort of led me on my way, really. It created a good base for the songs that I wrote after.
Da Excellent. Dave, well, listen, we enjoyed that. That was good. You can sing some more now. We decided we'll let you. Okay.
Great.
So that's all that help. So how old are you? Your CV age rather than your real one will do.
Okay, my performer's age is 18. My actual age is 32.
How long have you been playing then?
About 15 years I've been playing, but doing this singer-songwriter thing, looking about 5 years now.
Oh, not long. It's took you a while to get round to going for it.
What held you back then from doing this?
I had bands before that, and it sort of run its course. And now I've just got to rely on myself, which is a lot easier. Just rehearse at home.
Do what you want to do. It's and fantastic. Play the gigs you want to play. I'll
sometimes play with a band, but it's not something I do all the time. It just gets stressful.
When you come in to choose subjects for your songs, obviously at the age of 32, you've got a bit of life experience behind you.
Yeah. I suppose listening to my songs, I am quite reflective now on looking back on whatever's happened.
All to do with love and ladies, is it?
Yeah, I guess so. Broken hearts and all that.
That's what most songs seem to be about, aren't they?
And when you're recording your work as well, have you got a studio you specifically work with? Are you working with a producer who's putting things together for you? You must be selling CDs at gigs.
Yeah, I've got my EP that I'll sell at gigs, but it's all written and recorded at home, really. I've got everything I need back there, and it's the best environment for it, really, for what I do. I don't really need anything on a big scale.
Mm. So that's the best thing about music nowadays. The equipment is that accessible, isn't it? You can set up your own studio.
On your iPhones and that, you can get plenty of apps with guitar pedals and whatever vocal effects you want.
All sorts of cunning stuff like that.
Yeah.
And when it comes to performing live, I mean, which sort of venues do you enjoy more? The chance to play to an intimate small gig in a little venue or something like the New Hampton Centre you did on Saturday night?
New Hampton's rare, really. It's a bonus when you get to support somebody who's already sold it out and got their audience in there. Mm-hmm. So that was a bonus, really. But I do like the small, intimate places.
But listen to your music. Scott's audience, are going to completely identify with what you're doing and really enjoy your sound.
I think so. Getting feedback from the people who are there, it is a lot of it's positive, and it's nice to just chat to people after and get their opinion on songs. And sometimes they kind of help you write the song, really. Mm-hmm. They will tell you if there's a bit they don't like, and I've had that with one of the songs I've played today, and helped me make a decision on how I was going to play it.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Cool. Well, let's have another one then. What you got for us this time around?
It's one called Pockets. It's written about those nights when you're on the pop and you have great ideas with your mates that you're going to take on the world, and then the next morning you get up feeling a bit rough and you forgot really what it was you're supposed to be doing. And
so the moral will be take notes. However, we'll see how the story takes us.
Yeah.
Take it away.
Bring a light into the room where jealous hearts and lonely souls weave through. Their life sits on every conversation, occasions that you can see through from your view. Search our buried thoughts with the things that we remember. Gathered in little pockets they've created, words they use confuse the new spectators. A night spent dug in a corner has its distractions, reactions that you can see through from your view. go from here? Is the early morning question. We search our buried thoughts with the things that we remember.
He performs, he takes a swig of the fruit shoot immediately afterwards as well. We're providing drinks as well here tonight. We're doing well.
It was a song about being on the pop, wasn't it?
It was, so you have to go for the drinks afterwards.
There are other juices available.
We can advertise,
Jason.
It doesn't matter, Zoe. Who cares? You can say any brand you want. McDonald's, if they send you a free breakfast, they probably won't, but you can give it a try.
I might tag it on their website and see. Yeah. Try our luck.
Yes. No, let's not go there. Right, okay. So, Dave, back to you again. Are you selling stuff to your website, or is it purely at gigs, or can we get on iTunes? How does it work?
Purely at gigs at the moment, because I'm not that well set up for things like that. But I do have a SoundCloud. So if you search my name, Dave Bodison, on SoundCloud, you can stream my songs from there.
Spell Bodison for us, because it's got lots of D's
in
it.
Yeah, it's BODDISON.
You had to think about that for a minute then, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Yeah. It's definitely too good.
So, yeah, check out your work and find out when your next gig is as well. Is that going to be on a Facebook page or Twitter? Or
working on the gigs at the moment, but I will be posting them on my Facebook once they're all confirmed. So if you're on Facebook, it's Dave Bodison Music, and on Twitter, it's at Bodison, and I'll keep you updated on there.
Okay, brilliant. We'll hear more from you in a bit.
Very
okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Now in the studio we have with us Marcus Benson, youth worker from X2Y, and one of the youths, I think is the nicest way of putting it, Millie Wilcher-Kelly. Hello.
Hi.
Marcus, you're going to say hello, or are you going to sit there and just smile?
Good evening.
You know, he forgets he has to talk. Now, Marcus, you've been in a few times, whether it be for your Clean Easy product sales or whether you've been with X2Y before. So give us a bit of a background to the group itself, because it's LGBT kids in Wolverhampton.
It is, yeah. We operate out of the Turnsegans Trust building in Wolverhampton, and it's basically a young person's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender youth group.
And obviously you're doing work and bringing people in to have a chat, and we'll talk to Millie about some of that in a short while's time. But also you're a little bit limited in funds at the moment, and you're currently looking for whether it be sponsors or people who want to support events, and whether it be solely for LGBT or a fully inclusive event, which is probably another way that I know you work. It would be a good way of doing things, wouldn't it?
Yeah, funding is a bit of a bane to most groups, community groups, youth groups' existence, really. There's a lot of funding out there. It's getting the funding to match what you want to achieve.
Yeah, because often you have to try and work on a specific project or do a certain thing. And if you're looking at an education program, and I'm sure you have worked on these things in the past, then you maybe can get some funding and you can work on it that way. However, if it's ongoing meetings and the like, it has to be funded in different ways. So it would be great to have an organisation that wanted to sponsor.
It is. Currently, we get a bit of funding from Wolverhampton Council, but not enough to allow us to have trips, or even like cinema trip or bowling trip or some other kind of activity rather than just being centre-based. If anybody out there, any rich footballer out there has got any money that he needs to offload for tax purposes, then that's perfectly fine. You could get the contact details at the end.
Yeah. I always have to say cash, but it's about, as much as anything else, it's making it accessible to people who want to come into the group, and making sure that if you are going to go out, it's not, some people can pay, but others can't. And it's making sure that you're not going to exclude anybody, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, we have got some members who have come to the group in the past who just don't have the funds, and maybe we've had to say, you know, maybe next time we haven't got the money. But there's a couple of events that we like to attend, for instance, London Pride, where we have to either just say, no, we're not going because we don't have the funds, or we try and get the money from somewhere else. Mm. But in the group's existence, we have only managed to get there 2-3 times.
Out of how many years?
13.
Yeah, so it'd be great if you could. Yeah. Yeah, there was maybe, even if it's a coach company who wanted to say, well, you can have our coach driver for the day and then take you down there, that sort of
thing. That would be great.
So anything like that.
Just a bit of petrol money and a bit of pocket money at the end of the day.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah. And Millie, how does this group work for you? Because as a member, and you're a uni student at the moment, but on gap year, so.
Yeah, gap year.
And, you know, you come along and meet with a group of people, but. What's different about it? What makes it worthwhile coming along to X2Y?
Well, everyone's just so supportive there, and it's like it's a group of friends, really. Mm-hmm. It's just a group of friends who have come together with this one thing in common, and everyone just sort of clicks together, and there's no sort of exclusion of anyone. It's really, really friendly.
But I suppose it's an environment where you know there isn't going to be prejudice or anybody just being a bit stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, probably stupid for different reasons, but you know. Yeah. So and how do you think you benefit from that compared to, you know, just popping down to a pub or bar? I suppose you've got a wide range of age groups in here who maybe wouldn't be able to go out into Wolverhampton scene, that side of thing.
Yeah, well, the problem is with going to like clubs and pubs and that. First of all, I don't drink, so that makes it a bit awkward.
And expensive. It's always more expensive than beer anywhere, isn't it? The soft drinks.
And I find with like clubbing and that, it's not really that social because you can't really hear each other over the music or anything. So you can't really have a proper conversation. But like at X2Y, if you have something that you feel you need to talk about or something you need to ask people, you know, people are so receptive to it.
Mm. What's the age range for the people that go?
The age range is 13 to 18.
I thought it was 25.
Previously, it has been 11 to 25 because we fell under the Wolverhampton Youth Service.
Yeah.
And we were previously based at Base 25. So we have kept that on, and anybody that kind of hits that age range, we now steer them into mentoring. Mm-hmm.
You're not turning anybody away, basically.
Mm. No, because there's very little else for anybody LGBT young people in Wolverhampton. Mm-hmm. So we still hold it as an open for all policy, really.
Yeah, please don't kick me out because I'm over 18.
you did look a bit worried for a moment there.
I was like, oh God, I'm 19.
Saturday was your last day.
do you get a lot of like younger people coming in that are perhaps they're unsure on their feelings and going through that sort of emotion that the older people that go are helping along and boosting their confidence and things like that?
Yeah, there has been a couple. The majority of people that come to the youth group are older, make their own way, find their own way.
Yeah, yeah.
They either just come in through the door or they contact us via the group's email address. We meet up with them first. So at least they have a recognisable face. Mm. And we introduce them basically to the room, to the building, so that they know where they're going, that they know their surroundings. Mm. So it's not as frightening as it can be if they just walk in the middle of the group and there's all these other people there. So,
and how many people are normally attending each session?
It varies week on week because it's not school. Mm-hmm. So some weeks there might be 3, other weeks there might be up to about maybe 12, 15.
But it's a chance to come, chill out, have a chat and talk. And again, there's no preconceptions, nothing. You can just come along and be who you are without any worries.
Exactly, and it's just come in. If you don't particularly want to get involved in anything, then that's fine. Just sit there. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not going to say you need to be involved in anything. But if you do, it's a bonus.
If you want help and advice, it's there. Yeah. If not, you know,
just sit there and
sit in the corner and read a leaflet. You know,
exactly. Just sit there and watch the rest of us be Egypt's really.
Just have a laugh. That's what, okay, that's what matters. Okay, so when do you get together?
We have the group sessions on a Saturday afternoon from 12 o'clock until 3.
So better than going around the shops as well?
Yeah.
What sort of things do you tend to do on like a regular basis?
On a regular basis, yeah. It's just we stay in the group, room, because
funding.
Okay, should we go out and everyone buys food?
Yeah.
Someone goes out and gets it from Marcus.
Yeah.
So keeping Marcus fed, that is the main reason for the group at the moment. That works. So whereabouts is the Terence Higgins Trust building?
It's on Bond Street, and it's Bond House on Bond Street.
Okay. Still no idea where that is. Give us a landmark. There we go.
Temple Street, Job Centre. Halfway down Temple Street is Bond Street, on the left-hand side.
And you find you there.
You'll find us there, yeah.
But maybe get in touch first and just let you know that you're coming if you want to.
You can do.
But you can turn up unannounced, I suppose.
You can do. But it would be nice if you contacted us first.
And how do you do that?
It's, the email address is info@x2y.org.uk.
And a phone number?
01902-711-818. And that's the Terence Higgins Trust number.
Okay, so check with them and that, just ask for X2Y and they'll put you through or take a number and get you to give them a call back.
Exactly.
Depending on the time. Because you don't hang out all the time.
No.
You're often eating food in other places.
Exactly.
But you don't care whose food it is, you'll just go turn up and eat it. So bring a bag of crisps for Marcus and you'll fit in particularly well. info@x2y.org.uk or the Terence Higgins Trust number 01902-711-818. Well, thanks, guys, for popping in.
No problem.
That's good to see you both.
Thank you.
And I know that Emily, you're heading off on your gap year.
I am.
When you're traveling out and about, does the fact you've been involved in this group sort of help build confidence as well? And you feel a little better when you're halfway around the world. Because India last year, was it?
Yeah, I went to India in autumn, and I'm off to the US in summer.
It's all right for some. I don't know. Marcus, Nick, travelling budget and see what you can do. That's all good. And if you do want to get in touch, as we mentioned, with any sponsorship or voluntary help, same number, and just leave the details for Marcus and he can see what he can do to work with you. 01902-711-818 or info@x2y.org.uk. Cheers, guys, and we'll catch up again soon.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Dave, more music from you then. Now, what have you got for us this time round?
This is a song called Pull Me Along. I wrote it on reflection of me and my friends growing up. It's another one about friends, isn't it? I'm starting to realise now.
But you've got lots of friends, which is good. It's nice.
I love my friends.
Yeah.
But it's just written on reflection of me and my mates growing up, from messing about as youngsters to now settling down, buying houses, having babies, getting married, and all that kind of thing. And also, unfortunately, losing friends along the way. And it's called Pull Me Along.
Where the stream flowed, a group of friends with their green roll, to go indoors was an afterthought, seeing times not seen before. Save the day, go round the sun once again, pull me along. Frames of family photos, mm-hmm. a ring, a spouse, it all goes. There's great old life in a home, sweet home. You lost the need to turn those stones.
Lovely, and we've got another one to come from you in a bit, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Randy Baker is on the phone to tell us all about what's coming up for Compton in the Park for 2014. It seems like only 5 minutes since the last one. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Oh, I think we're all right.
Yeah,
okay?
Very well.
That's all right. Then we just checked. We are fine. And Compton in the Park is bigger than better than ever before this time around, isn't it?
Yes, we've basically doubled the size. We've reached out to several groups throughout Wolverhampton. The Punjabi Wolves are going to be supporting us this year, and we've got more bands, we've got more food, we've got more entertainment, and we have a couple of new events this year. We'll have bungee jumping again, but then we'll also have...
Oh, please don't make me do that again.
I
had to do that last year. That wasn't fun.
Yeah, well, go ahead and consider yourself signed up again.
No.
Oh, yeah. I might come and watch that if you're going to do that.
It's not that funny. It's very simple. You just walk off a crane at great height and it's really good fun and an amazing adrenaline rush.
Yeah. So basically, we're just trying to boost the energy and just get as many people involved with Compton in the Park this year, really reaching out to the youth in the area to give them something to do, something exciting, and it's all for a good cause. So. Yeah.
And there's another event which is to take place on the Saturday, and that's the Colour Blast 5K. So do explain what one of these is, because when you were in last time, you briefly alluded to it, but now it's kind of official, isn't it?
Yeah, it is official. We worked really hard to make this happen, and these events are starting to pop up all over the UK, but we're actually going to be the first people in the West Midlands to make it happen. It's a 5K fun run, so there's no times, there's no winners, there's no losers. We just invite everyone to come out, have a good time. It's a 3-mile race around West Park, and throughout the race will be different color stations where our volunteers will be blasting all the participants with powdered paint. It washes off, so don't worry. But
I do like the really sound fun. Of that.
Yeah, there's going to be loud music. There'll be the paint. It's just a really fun, energetic event. these things are huge in the States, but they've come over here now, and we're really excited to be the first one to do it.
And your subtle accent gives us a hint that you've seen it over in the US, haven't you?
Yeah. I've actually done one there, and they're just all over the place now, and there's about I think, 6 in the UK this year, but we'll be the first ones in the West Midlands.
I don't know which I'd prefer to be, the person shooting the paint or the one running through it.
Well, it's kind of funny. So you encourage people to wear white when they arrive?
Yes, it's actually every participant will get a T-shirt when they sign up. They'll get a white T-shirt. So they can either wear that to the event or they can bring their own white T-shirt. And they'll also get a complimentary color pack, because at the finish line, when everyone comes in, there's going to be color throws about every 5 to 10 minutes, where everyone can just throw the paint up in the air and just celebrate being there together. Yeah.
I do like that.
And this is going to be environmentally friendly paint as well, I trust.
It is environmentally friendly, yes. We've turned in all the paperwork. Not going to hurt West Park or any of the participants.
Okay. It's going to look interesting for the memory walk with all the different colours around, because the memory walk's on the Sunday, so Saturday there'll be paint everywhere, and it'll probably last overnight,
not.
Won't it?
Yeah. Well, we have assured Wolverhampton Council that we will be cleaning up on Saturday, so the memory walk will be nice and clean.
Oh, that's okay,
but,
then.
But, yeah.
We'll hold you to that, so that's all good.
Do people have to pay to take part in that? Is that?
You do. Instead of doing a memory walk where you get sponsored for money, we're doing the registration fee up front, and with that, like I said, you'll get your pack of paint, you'll get your T-shirt, and then your race number. And until April 1st, it's £20 registration. After that, the price goes up to £25. And then if you wait until the day of the event, you can still register, but it'll be £30 at that point.
Right. Could people still raise funds if they wanted to? So if they wanted to do their own fundraising going around?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, what we'll do is once the T-shirts are in and everyone their materials, we will also include some sponsorship forms in case they want to raise money as well, if they want to be sponsored by friends and family. But we're not requiring it because they've already paid a registration fee, and all the fees will just go straight to Compton Hospice.
And of course, the memory walk is sponsored, and if people want to take part in that one, they can sign up as well, I take it?
Yes. Everyone can just go to our website for either one of the events. You can sign up for the memory walk if you don't feel like running 3 miles, or you can come out on Saturday and do the color blast. It's basically, you've got two choices this year, so everyone can come out and find something that suits them.
But it will be a fantastic weekend. We normally have a great time down there, often on stage with Dickie Dodd. And we've got to see whether we can throw him off the top of the crane again, because he did enjoy that last year. But it is jolly good fun to be involved. And it sounds like it's going to be an even better and bigger weekend than ever before. And
yeah, we're really, really excited.
Are you going to let me come and shout out the names of the acts on stage again? Is that okay? Can I do that?
Of course.
Okay, that's fine. As long as I'm joining, I don't mind. That's okay.
As long as to be there, you can pretty much do whatever you want.
Okay, that's fine. I'll come and join in.
You need to go and either have some colour thrown at you or throw some colour, Jason.
I can probably do the throwing badly underarm, but there we are.
Yeah.
So we'll see how we get on with that.
If people don't particularly feel like running or taking part in the walk or the race, we're always looking for volunteers to help out on the day. So just another way to get involved.
Plenty of things you can do. So how do we get involved then? Who do we phone and what's the website?
If you want to get involved, you can call the fundraising department on 0845-2255-497. You can email us at fundraising@compton-hospice.org.uk.
And compton-hospice.org.uk to go along and find out all the other things that are going on. There's always a load of events, and of course there's a lottery you can take part in too. That all-important phone number for the fundraising department, 0845-2255-497.
Yes, perfect.
Randy Baker, thank you for joining us. Always good to speak to you.
And welcome. Thanks
look
for
forward to seeing
me.
You again soon.
All right, well,
thank you.
Soon.
Cheers. Travel down.
All right, bye.
And let's have some more music, Jason, from our resident.
You could say let's have some more music, Dave, because he's sat over there.
Yes, Dave. Yeah. What have you got for us?
This is a nice, easy one to play. It's always a pleasure to play this one live because it just involves strumming, which I don't do a lot now.
Strumming's fun, surely.
Yeah. There's no picking involved, so it's quite relaxed,
quite easy on the fingers.
So it's called Books and Songs.
So we all travel home. Does anybody know
each of us go back to when we do. You feel you're on a breeze and things are looking up, but then a complication intervenes. I try and look at things with aging eyes to see what it was and what it is. How money's always ruled us, religion's the divide, and kids can't be kids anymore. So darling, think about books and songs and how they take you another place. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And laughter, think about laughter does and how it holds you in your place. Throw our caution to the past, but these emotions affect the judgments that we make. Your mind holds the desire to be outside the box, but your routine is the thing that keeps it in. So, darling, think about books and songs and how they take you another place. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Laughter, think about laughter does and how it holds you in your place.
Thank you for joining us. Very and thanks nice. For playing for us.
Pleasure, thank you.
Let's go to the phones, Jason.
Dave Simcox from LitchfieldArts.org.uk joins us on the phone now, and you've got a busy time planning ahead for the 11th through 13th of July when Fuse takes to the city. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you too, and you're thinking of hopefully sunnier, less rainy times at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Last year the event was blessed with most fantastic hot, sunny weather. We sold a record amount of beer, and we had the most brilliant festival, wall-to-wall music and art events for the whole weekend. We had good crowds in, and it was an excellent event.
And obviously you're working with sponsors on this to make sure it's free to everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's free to get in, and that means that the cost of putting the festival on, which is around about £35,000, we have to generate that income from a mixture of company sponsors, advertising in our programme and around the site. We also apply for grants because we do an outreach programme. And we have market stalls within the festival, so people selling clothes and what have you, and also food stalls. And we run a bar which generates some income, and that all, if we're lucky, that all adds up and means we have a few hundred quid left in the bank to seed the next year's festival.
Yep, so you make a start with it. And how many people did you expect through the doors this time around?
We normally get between 10 and 15,000 through. In 2013, we had about 15,000 total. That's throughout the weekend.
So it should be another good busy one. And what are you looking for as far as support for that goes? Obviously, someone wants to sponsor, they can get in touch. But are you looking for musicians and people to be stall holders as well at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, the event is, from its origins, when it was at literally one tent in the park, we now have three marquees, two of which are pretty much music back-to-back from Friday night through till Sunday late afternoon. And then the third marquee is where we run other events. We have children's workshops. We'll do a bit of theatre, a bit of comedy maybe. We're always looking for performers to take part, although we've got a long list already of bands that want to play and various people. In terms of generating revenue, we want to talk to anybody who would like to sponsor part of the event, say one marquee, or have an advertising banner on the fence that surrounds the festival site. And as far as traders go, if you've got unusual clothes or you sell jewellery or if you sell unusual street food from a van, then we offer pitches for people like that. And we try and make sure that each type of food, there's only one person selling it. We don't have sort of five fish and chip vans or six burger vans. It's all different.
I say, hopefully a great weekend for the people from the city and further afield who are travelling in. Do you know how far away the furthest has travelled to come to you?
We have had the odd person who's, you know, sort of from overseas. Normally they're here anyway, but, I mean, people come in from Tamworth and Burton and Sutton Coalfield and Birmingham and, you know, that's a typical sort of catchment. It is billed very much as a local community event, and it's well loved by the people of Lichfield and the district. But obviously we're always pleased to see people coming in from further afield.
Well, and Wolverhampton's not too far away. I hope you'll let us in, because are we technically the Diocese of Lichfield still as well? So I'm not entirely sure how that works. But I know we can't be too far away. So, yeah, if we're allowed to visit, that okay? We don't have to bring the passport. That's all right?
No, we are. In fact, seeing as you've had me on your show, you can have a couple of free tickets.
Yeah, that's just,
oh,
you're just
you like
too,
those, don't
too good
Jason.
To it. Yeah, you haven't got the joke there, have you, Zoe? It's free to get in anyway.
Oh, okay.
We'll explain the jokes to her
no,
later.
No, we're going to raffle those off for prize as well.
See, she's got there in the end.
So is everywhere full, or is there still a time for people to get on board?
No, it's still early days. I mean, it's 6 months till the festival. We're putting the major infrastructure in place now, so I'm booking marquees and fences and starting to get that side of things going. And we are talking to sponsors, advertisers. We are filling in grant applications, which is a painstaking job. But we have groups of individuals. Our organisation runs almost entirely on volunteers. Mm. And we've got teams of people working on that. But I have to say, we are always looking for new people to come and get involved with Lichfield Arts as volunteers. We've got a variety of jobs that we have for people.
Mm, I suppose it's important to get people there on the day as well to help out and make sure people are safe.
Yeah, the event is properly stewarded. We have a security company who supply SIA registered security staff. And they do a great job, but the general stewarding, you know, marshalling in tents and manning the festival information centre, making sure there's enough loo roll in the portable toilets, that's all done by our volunteers.
It's a very important job, making sure there's enough loo roll there, I feel.
See, that's about Zoe would be happy to volunteer for that one.
I'll go round all the toilets and make sure they're up to standard.
See me afterwards. We have a job for you.
Okay, so how do people get in touch if they want to get involved?
Okay, right. Well, as you said, my name is Dave Simcox. I'm the director of Lichfield Arts. Our telephone number is 01543 262223. So they can call up, leave a message for me, or talk to me in person. I'm in the office part-time. Or they can contact us via the website, and it's www.lichfieldarts.org
litchfieldarts.uk.
Okay, so 01543 262223, or litchfieldarts.org.uk, and you'll be able to see the full lineup of events as you head towards the weekend that is Fuse, the long weekend that's Fuse. And also there's events taking place throughout the city as well, so there's loads of stuff going on even this weekend.
Well, yeah, Litchfield Arts is one of several arts and cultural organisations in Litchfield. It's a very, very good place to live if that's your thing, because there's always something going on. We have two concerts on this coming weekend. On Friday night, we've got a fantastic folk bluegrass trio called the Jaywalkers, who have been, and they've been BBC Young Folk Award finalists. They're really good fun. And then on Sunday, if you're a fan of the blues, we've got a veteran American blues singer guitarist coming, a guy called Kent DeChain, who plays a steel guitar, which she's called Lead Bessie. And Lead Bessie and Kent have been on the road for 30 plus years. He travels alone, he travels around the world. He's been a guest of ours probably three times now over the last 6 or 7 years. And those concerts take place in the Litchfield Guildhall, which is a fantastic venue. It's a tall, vaulted room within a Grade 1 listed building, and it really makes a fantastic atmosphere for concerts.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a good time in there up to it, and a fantastic set of gigs and a brilliant festival over that weekend of the 11th through 13th of July for Fuse in Litchfield. Dave, thank you for joining us. Once again, your web address is litchfieldarts.org.uk, and keep checking back for updates, I take it.
The website will be updated as we add acts, and we've got, you know, the various projects, the outreach projects that we put on, so keep looking at our website, and we'd love to see you at one of our concerts.
Brilliant. Okay, well, thanks again, and we shall hopefully speak to you in the run-up to the event itself, when you can give us the final rundown just ahead of the weekend.
That would be great, Jason. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, no problem.
Thank you.
For now.
Okay, bye.
So that's it for this week, though.
Yes, gone very quick today, hasn't it?
It's flown by, literally, but there we are. We'll be back next week with more.
Hopefully, if you're still in the country.
We never know. I could end up anywhere in the world, but we'll see what happens then. So thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you then. Ta-ra for now.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.